Every month, Bremer and his top officials met in the Green Zone with the senior military commanders, General Sanchez, the division commanders, and the commanders of the separate brigades, at what the Army called the monthly commanders' meeting. At the meeting on November 4, 2003, three CPA officials and a general who was there recalled, senior Army officers lashed out at the CPA's free market and debathification policies for throwing people out of work and alienating a large part of the population. They also were openly unhappy with the lack of consultation between the CPA and commanders in the field. It was quite a spat, recalled one of the CPA officials. Major General Petraeus said he was astonished that the CPA's plans had been developed without discussion with affected U.S. commanders, according to the verbatim notes taken at the meeting by a CPA official. "We have huge staffs that can participate," the 101st Division commander added. "It is a mistake to have planning isolated in Baghdad." Major General Odierno supported this protest. "Yes, the campaign plan has to be worked out at all levels," he said. "Frankly, my sense is, you want to cut us out. Every day we're getting less resources. We've lost momentum in the last 45 to 60 days. Some CPA officials maintained that it was the military's fault that the generals had been kept in the dark. They had told Sanchez's military headquarters in Baghdad about their plans, and the word simply wasn't passed along from there. Yet not even everyone in the CPA thought that Bremer's radical privatization was the right course. "Employment is key issue," Keith Mines wrote 2 weeks later to CPA headquarters. What his province needed was more Maslow, a reference to the famed psychologist's hierarchy of human needs, and less Friedman, a reference to the influential free market economist. He argued for a reversal of CPA economic policy, which should instead be built around a large-scale public sector jobs program, akin to President Franklin Roosevelt's Depression-era efforts. In July, General Abizaid took over Central Command from Franks and instantly injected a note of realism, telling members of Congress and reporters alike that America was going to be dealing with Iraq for a long time. As he took over, Abizaid was the great Arab-American hope of the Army, widely seen as one of its smartest commanders, and also able to bring an in-depth knowledge of the Mideast. In their 1973 yearbook, his West Point classmates described the Lebanese-American cadet, who was raised in rural California, as an Arabian Vince Lombardi. He just couldn't accept second place. Later, in the 1970s, he studied in Jordan, and when the university was shut down by a student strike, he trained with Jordanian Special Forces. He also earned a master's degree in Middle Eastern Studies at Harvard.